we knew that the surgery that Sophie would underwent was a very, very high-risk surgery, but it was necessary to be done. We were not aware that there was that she had a colonisation of an infection growing on her skin. But apart from surgery, it was a 50-50 chance of it, because that's how rare her condition is and how high-risk it is.
I suppose what makes this ever more tragic, really, Leanne, is that you sort of were quite hopeful after the surgery, weren't you?
We were. Everything was going great for her. Brain surgery was done successfully. With that kind of operation, there is a risk of a bleed to the brain because of the embolization that needs to take place. But that was all successful. There was no bleed to the brain. Everything went well as far as surgery went.
So the hospital, after obviously Sophie tragically passed away, they carried out an audit, which is a kind of a check on all of the details of what happened. And what have they told you?
Well, we were at the inquest on Friday past there over in London, and the findings came back that she has passed away through the complications due to unnecessary surgery. But what we didn't know, that one of the witnesses did take the stand, and the question was put to them, if an antibiotic was given to Sophie prior to the operation, would the outcome have been different for Sophie? And the person said yes. So I think that if she was given a wee antibiotic, then I think the outcome would have been different for her.
If she'd have been given a preventative antibiotic?
Yeah, because on admissions and on arrival in Great Ormond Street, there was a colonisation of a hospital-acquired infection. Now, rather than going on a whim and giving an antibiotic just to on the safe side, because it was such a high-risk procedure, if given that, then the complications wouldn't have came after surgery.
And did this come as a shock to you?
It did. We went to London just to determine Sophie's cause of death, because for 2.5 years it was unknown.
And this witness then was called, and the witness said that in his or her opinion, I don't know whether it was a he or she, the witness said that yes, if an antibiotic had been administered pre-surgery, then she may have survived.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you knew about this colonization, did you, on her skin, that she had acquired this virus or whatever?
We didn't know at the time that she was in the hospital. It was afterwards when she had passed away, and there was reports and notes given to us. So we did know by then, but we didn't know whenever she was alive that she had it.
And did she have that when she arrived in London?
They say on admissions. So she has picked it up in London.
Right. And is it unusual for antibiotics to be administered to a child of that age before, have you discovered or found out, before surgery? Would that be an unusual thing to do?
It wouldn't. In some cases, what was said in court on Friday was they try and not give an antibiotic prior to surgery. Now, the surgery that Sophie underwent, apparently it was very low risk of infection procedure. So therefore, I don't think they were worried in that sense. But because there was a colonisation on her, it should have been given. But they're saying with protocol, they don't administer an antibiotic just in case. And further down the field, if a child was to get an infection, then their body might be tolerant to the antibiotic. So they choose not to. But in Sophie's case, because it was a very, very, very high-risk procedure, and because it was already on the outside of her skin, with them as piercing her skin for surgery, then that bled for the infection to get internal.
And that is that what they're saying killed her, the infection?
It led to the rest of the complications. It was she had thrombosis. It started off with an infection. Her temperature spiked. She ended up getting septicemia and thrombosis. But if she didn't have the infection, then the complications wouldn't have followed.
And now you're being told if she'd been given the antibiotics, she possibly would have survived the infection.
Yeah, that's correct.
So where do you go from here? I mean, you've got some answers, obviously.
I have the answers for myself and for Stephen and for Katie. But in a sense, for it happening to another child or another family going through what we've went through, they're saying that they're not going to change their protocol, that they're going to keep it as it is, which in my eyes, I think that there should have been something learned from Sophie Dyan. They say they should really recheck it, and it maybe in VGM patients, because it is so high risk and because it's so rare, I think they should reconsider and give it an antibiotic.
And was there any comment from the coroner on this? Does the coroner comment on these types of things?
Not really as such.
How did it feel going over to London and being at the coroner's court and listening to all of this information about your baby?
It was very, very hard. Like, the last time I flew to London, I was going there with my baby. I was trying to get my baby better. This time I had a flight and it was answers. Now we're in a place that we never knew where we were going, and then for the coroner's court on top of that, it was all very surreal.
So it brought it all back.
It did. It really did.
Do you feel, and I hate this word, but people use it, closure. I mean, do you feel you've got any from this or not?
We have in a sense. We now can let Katie know of how our wee sister passed away. We have our answers in that sense. Now, it took us 2.5 years to get to where we are. I know that there are some places and some courts that there's people within 19 to 20 years just for their day in court. So in that sense, we're very grateful. But in a sense that they're not, that they've learnt nothing from it. They're not going to even change protocol of maybe even thinking about giving our babies an antibiotic before surgery. And to me, that's not right. I think they should be learning something from it.